Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg en Polokwane 28, Pretoria 29, Mbombela 30 grade.
Kom ons kyk wat gaan aan op die paaie. Bekloe die N1 Suid is stilstaan en voertuig daar so dis vir die Bekloe Wisselaar en die N3 Suid 15 minute se stadig verkeer. Daar is op pad na Linksfield weg.
Die saak teen 'n polisiebeampte wat daarvan beskuldig word dat hy sy Gautengse meisie vermoor het, is in die Protea Landdroshof uitgestel. Die 22-jarige Chesney Kepler is in Desember deur die kombuisvenster van 'n huis in Eldorado Park doodgeskiet. Ms. Chaba Sefolaro berig.
Mandla Buthelezi was scheduled to make a virtual court appearance, but this was scuppered by the ongoing power outage at the court. Community members came out in support of the deceased family and said they were disappointed at the turn of events. Here's Chesney Kepler's father, Trevor.
I was disappointed that he has to appear on a TV whilst my daughter is no longer. And we're going to have that pain for the rest of our lives. I'm really disappointed with our justice system.
The matter has been postponed to the 27th of next month. Masa Chaba, Sifularo for Jack Randerfam News at the Protea Magistrate Court.
In Limpopo het die Landdroshof op Morobeng vandag borgtog van R2000 toegestaan aan 'n 49-jarige polisie-sersant. Die woordvoerder van die Nasionale Vervolgingsgesag, Mashudu Matlabi Tsegang, sê die beampte het haar seun na bewering en sy meisie doodgeskiet. Die voorval het vroeër die maand plaasgevind.
The court stated that it is in the interest of justice to grant the accused bail, noting that there is no likelihood of her interfering with investigations or inviting trial. And she's the primary giver of a child who needs special care. The matter is postponed to 24 April 2025 for further investigations.
LPs van die parlement se portefeuljekomitee oor maatskaplike ontwikkeling is woedend oor Postbank se versuim om forum te verskyn. Die inligting sessie sal na verwagting fokus op kwesbaarhede in toela aansoeke en betalingsstelsels. Die komitee se woordvoerder Ntlanta Banakwasa.
Postbank, even their technical people, they are not on the ground. Nobody's on the ground. That is the biggest challenge that we are facing. And this sits on social development. It sits on this committee, it sits on the minister. People out there, they know that they are getting their money from social development, not knowing that there is Postbank who's outside of us.
En ander groot nuus vandag, inflasie het vir die eerste keer in 4 maande tot hoër as 3% gestyg tot 3,2% in Januarie. Dit is die derde agtereenvolgende stygings. Dit kom nadat inflasie in Oktober 2,8% bereik het. Die verbruikersprysindeks het in Januarie met 0.3% maand tot maand gestyg. Statistiek Suid-Afrika se Patrick Kelly.
The fuel index witnessed its third consecutive monthly rise. This took the annual rate to a negative 4.5% from a negative 10.2% in December. The price for inland 95-octane petrol, for example, was R21.59 in January, up from the recent low of R21.05 in October 2024.
En ons sluit af met nog nuus uit die buiteland. Minstens 46 mense is dood toe 'n militêre vliegtuig in 'n woonbuurt in Sudan neergestort het. Die omstandighede rondom die voorval is onbekend. 'N ondersoek is intussen geloods. Ek is Chanel Subtema, top story at the hour. The case against a police officer accused of killing his Gauteng crime warden girlfriend has been postponed in the Protea Magistrates Court.
Baie dankie Chanel, 4 minute oor 12 is jou tyd. Chanel is back with you again at 1 o'clock with the latest news. And that news brought to you by We Buy Cars. With thousands of vehicles bought every month, selling your vehicle has never been this easy. Visit webuycars.co.za vandag nog. Musiek om te kom, Jonas Brothers, Lisa's daar so in die mengsel, Avicii en Estelle en Kanye West.
30 minutes of more music you love. Love, love. With Tabiso Kambule. Turn it up on Jacaranda FM.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying.